Your thoughts after the game, a draw, everyone happy or is there a bit of disappointment?
Disappointed from our point of view. I think we played really well first half, controlled it, created some good chances, but if you don't put the ball in the back of the net, it's difficult to win games. Good to keep a clean sheet because we knew the threat that Galway would bring tonight. You know, they're dangerous on the transitions, the direct play and the set plays. They work on them. You can see they've scored goals this season, but I felt we dealt with it well tonight. But it was just for us in the final third, that final bit to put the ball away. But I was very disappointed with the decision in the first 2 minutes of the game. For me, it's a stonewall penalty. Yes, we have to step up and score, but that gives a huge momentum. The first goal is huge in this league, and we didn't get those big calls tonight.
Yeah, it was a real derby feel, wasn't it? Like both management, Svitolli there, he's complaining about the incident in the second half. It felt that type of game where it just needed one moment to get the opening goal.
Yeah, there were some big moments and you could see it was full-blooded, both sets of teams going at it. And yeah, it was a tight game and it was always going to be who scores that first one. And that's why I felt that was such a big one in the first 2 minutes, not to get that penalty when it was blatant. And, you know, the longer the game went on, second half, you know, it was just looking for probably a moment of quality from a player to maybe a shot from distance or it could be a set play that would decide the game. I think both teams, you know, they're looking at it. It's 11 games in, the table's very congested. 3 points is so big. Like, you see, if a team gets one or two back-to-backs, they jump up the table. It's really tight at the moment. We want to be winning our home games. That's the disappointing thing. Friday, Monday, we've got 2 draws. But look, we have to lick our wounds, recover. We've got another big game now Friday away to Drogheda.
Yeah, for the supporters, particularly from the Maroon aspect, it's been a long time since this derby has come back again. Galway so long out of the top flight. As in, probably not much consolation now, but as a football fan in general, it's great to have these derbies.
Brilliant. Obviously, being a Galway man, delighted to see Galway back up the Premier. Huge club, massive support, and it's great to see the crowds so big since they've come up. And, you know, they steamrolled the first division. They've done really well so far. I think they'll have a good season. Hopefully not as good as us. It's good to see them back. And these games are huge because it's so... you look at the league and the teams that are involved, it's so heavily weighted with all the East Coast teams. And for us, having ourselves, Galway, hopefully Harps will have a good season in the First Division. But, you know, you want these local derbies. And I'll be looking forward to going out to Galway in May to have the reverse of this fixture.
As a whole, everyone's talking about how more competitive the league has been this year. Have you noticed it this year so far? Like, with no disrespect, there isn't a UCD or whatever a sitting team. Everyone is so competitive. You tucked on their games up and down. Look at Bowes have shot up the table now with a couple of wins. Have you noticed how more competitive the division is this year?
Yeah, definitely. The level has gone up. All the teams with Waterford coming up, Galway coming up, serious players, and really have added to the Premier Division. And it'll be war of attrition, to be honest. It's a 36-game season, and there's lots of draws. There's not much between the teams. No one's pulling away from anyone, and it's going to be tight. But the key for us at Sligo is keeping players on the pitch. We've a tight squad, and if we can keep that core group playing week in, week out, I'm confident we'll pick up results.
And finally, a complete tangent, but maybe the one team that you can maybe support, the women's team are flying high as well. There's a certain striker up top there banging in a few goals.
Yeah, she's doing brilliant, player of the month, and great to see her doing so well. And I know she's really proud to be playing for Galway. She's had a great career playing abroad in America and England, and then she was out in Australia as well. But to be back playing for a hometown club, and she's telling me an awful lot about the setup down there and the young girls, really quality players, and I know she's enjoying her football at the moment, so long may that continue.